This is Jay Sekulow, a week in review, including a victory in federal court and more news on the election front.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we want to take your calls. Let's talk about the election, where you see things are now that the interview with Charlie Gibson took place with Sarah Palin. You had the Civic Forum again yesterday dealing with issues of service. Where do you see the election right now? How do you see it going? That's 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to give you an update on the situation in California. But first, if you missed the program yesterday, you missed a big win for the American Center for Law and Justice and Teen Challenge, our client. This was a Teen Challenge, of course, has one of the most successful drug and alcohol rehabilitation programs in the world. Their success rates compared to secular programs are dramatic, to say the least. Well, I've been in Nashville, Tennessee. In fact, I'm broadcasting you from there. That's because for the last week, our team has been in U.S. District Court here in Nashville, Tennessee. The issue was Teen Challenge's rehabilitation facility, which was out in the country away from anybody else. But this town was so opposed to having a Christian counseling program in the town that they zoned it out. And we went to federal court saying that it violated the Constitution and violated the Americans with Disabilities Act, violated a whole host of statutory laws, as well as the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution. Now, that's significant because you can't treat Christian counseling programs different than you treat anybody else. Well, I'm happy to report that the good people in Nashville, Tennessee, that served on the jury gave a verdict for Teen Challenge. And you ready for this? By the time the attorney's fees and costs are all added to it, the verdict will be in excess of $1 million for Teen Challenge, which will be a great way for them to continue their ministry here in Middle Tennessee and keep their great work proclaiming the gospel and showing the hope that's found in the gospel through the power of the gospel in when it comes to issues like drug rehabilitation, alcohol abuse, and things like this. So a very successful jury trial. Larry Crane, senior counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, as well as a number of our staff, including some of our team from Washington, came in for the trial. And the end result was nothing but fantastic, and we were thrilled with that. So some good news there. Now, also, our brief to the Supreme Court in the United States involving the Ten Commandments display cases, as it's called, out of, and this is a big one, out of Utah at the Supreme Court. Our next brief due on Monday. We certainly appreciate your prayers for that. We've been working late night hours. Walter Weber heading up our team on this, and he and I have been working very, very late, as well as some of our other lawyers as well, getting this brief ready. We're pretty close, about 95% of the way there, so hopefully we will have this brief filed by either late today or first thing Monday morning when it's due. And we'll let you know, by the way, in the coming weeks, that you can get copies of the brief, which will be a great thing to have in your library, but we'll let you know about that in the coming weeks. So the reply brief being due, encourage you to pray for that. Supreme Court oral argument November 12th. Our team going to Geneva and going to New York. The issue, the defamation of religion. And that's because they're going to New York because that's where it's going to be debated. It looks like it's in early October. So we are jammed globally at the American Center for Law and Justice and our European affiliates. But we still have time to deal with an issue that is very fundamentally important. And that is this issue of Christian students being given second-class treatment, or worse, really, in the situation with the University of California. If you did not catch the program this week, what we're talking about is the University of California has said if you've gone to a Christian school, even if it's accredited, even if you've been accepted to our program, your worldview doesn't qualify, and we're not going to give you advanced placement credit for courses you take because basically we need to think you how to train you or retrain you how to think critically. And if you have a Christian worldview, of course, you're not thinking critically. We think this is absolutely outrageous. They certainly went through this to Muslim students coming out of a Muslim school, but they're doing it to these Christian kids. You go to your phones right now. Join a committee filing a brief with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal. Join over 10,000 people that have. Here's the number. 1-877-989-2255. I want you to sign this committee standing for these students, making sure they don't get discriminated against. That's 1-877-989-2255. Updated information. You can sign up online also at aclj.org. But you go to your phones now. 877-989-2255. Stand for freedom.
Imagine, graduates from a Christian high school told that their education is not good enough, that their course credits don't count. That's exactly what happened in California. And now that legal battle could threaten the future and direction of Christian education nationwide. A troubling federal court ruling in California said it was perfectly fine for a university to reject courses taught from a Christian perspective and to deny Christian high school graduates admission to a public university. It's a decision that discriminates against Christian education, a decision that, if upheld, would force Christian schools across the country to consider changing their curriculum. This case is now before a federal appeals court, and the American Center for Law and Justice wants to represent you in filing a Friend of the Court brief. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the Committee Supporting Christian Students. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
What a week it's been here for the American Center for Law and Justice. I said we are deploying our staff globally on a whole host of issues, but our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Before we get to our calls, and we've got a lot of them already coming in, I want to reset the situation in the University of California because, Jordan, one of the things that we're getting a lot of calls on this is people are very concerned that, A, the ramifications could go way beyond California. Believe me, if they get it in California, they'll try to do it in other states. But the concern here is these are taxpayers of California who are funding the University of California. Right. Their children have been accepted to the school, but it's the way they think and been trained to think that the University of California is disparaging here.
That's right. I mean, the students here, their parents pay the taxes that go to the school system. Now, that doesn't guarantee you a spot in the University of California schools, but it does mean their parents are funding it. These students all got in on their academic merits. They had the GPAs, they had the test scores, they had the SAT scores and the ACT scores. They got in. It was after they got in and these professors started looking at their curriculum, and then, of course, you start hearing these words from these professors. They're not good critical thinkers. They're not prepared in every subject they attacked. I mean, from everything from science and biology to history and literature, was told, this is not right. You're not a good critical thinker because your course is taught that the Bible was inerrant, that the Bible was a historical book and not just a storybook. So we need to retrain you for our classroom. And that's exactly what these schools want to do. They don't want these students there with their own beliefs. They want to retrain them so that they buy into all the propaganda that they teach in their classes. There's no reason that a regular history or survey class of history should be getting into anyone's propaganda. But we all know in those college campuses, that's exactly what happens.
Well, here's what we're doing. We've got a committee formed to protect these students. You're going to be filing a brief with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. You could be part of history overturning this decision. It's called a Friend of the Court brief. But we want representation from all 50 states. And, folks, this is absolutely critical that they're being treated this way. To me, is frankly just outrageous. Here's the phone number. Add your name right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to stand up for these students against what the University of California is doing now with the sanction of a U.S. District Court decision. You could also sign up at aclj.org and, of course, updated information there, including our victory in Tennessee at aclj.org. A lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to them.
Chuck's calling from Texas on line 3. Chuck, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chuck.
Thank you. Guest, like all the other stations, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great.
I have a comment about the interview. I've watched.
You're talking about the Sarah Palin, Charlie Gibson interview?
Yeah, over the years.
Yes.
I've had great respect for him grew up watching him on GMA, but I have to say that watching the interview, I was struck by something that it was just, I don't, maybe it was just me, I probably am the only one, but I did not see a journalist or an interviewer interviewing a governor. That's not what struck me. I was struck by the feeling that I was watching a father in a condescending or a seemingly condescending way or tone question or interview a child about something they had done wrong or something they might have done wrong to try to get the truth or catch them in a falsehood so that they could scold them or punish them. That was the feeling that I got. I did not get...
Yeah, let me tell you, let me give you my sense of this. I think Charlie Gibson tried to ask tough questions, and she gave tough answers, and she stayed on message and on theme. You know, one of the things I use when I argue cases at the Supreme Court is I have a thematic approach to an argument. And in this particular case, her interview, she knew where she was going, and he asked the questions, and she wasn't getting off her points that she was going to make. I thought she was very effective. It's going to be, listen, they played it again this morning, and there's going to be more of it tonight. It's getting a lot of play, and frankly, the harder the media pushes on her, the better she does. So if I was in the Obama Biden camp right now, I'd be really nervous because there is a momentum shift going towards the Republicans. So the Democrats are going to have to try to grab that back. And that forum last night really didn't do anything for either candidate, in my view.
No.
That didn't get much attention either.
No, it didn't. And Governor Palin's interview, there's some criticism, especially from the left, saying that she didn't understand the Bush Doctrine. But the truth is, the Bush Doctrine's very different depending on who defines it. Charlie Gibson and the media establishment is going to define the Bush Doctrine in a negative way. Listen to how the question's asked. It's in a negative way. Could you support the Bush Doctrine? But from conservative angles, and of course, conservative circles, and especially when talking about national security, the Bush Doctrine's defined a very different way. And we see that as a doctrine of preemption, of getting the right intelligence. So it's interesting to see the different response from different groups. But I agree, Dad, I think if they keep hammering her and try to hammering her on these fine points and saying, well, she didn't understand that, it's going to backfire. And I think it already is starting to backfire.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Again, Democrats have got a challenge here. We'll see if they can do a momentum shift, which is what they need to do if they're going to be competitive. I'm sure it's going to be competitive. It's going to be a very close race. So we'll see how it goes. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Robin's calling from California on line 4. Robin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Robin.
I just wanted to point out something about the Christian textbook issue.
Sure.
We live about 20 minutes north of Murrieta, and the real danger is that they will be pressuring Christian schools that want to remain competitive for their kids to enter the university to use biased public revisionist history textbooks. There will be such a pressure because they won't be able to use these textbooks anymore. And I wanted to just say I've used them for 23 years. Becca and Bob Jones in homeschooling my kids. I have 8 children. And I believe they're deeper and more intellectually honest without the cover-up. They cover both evolutionary arguments and intelligent design. They cover the Founding Fathers' intent. And one more thing I just wanted to say is I have a good friend that teaches Honors World History. He's probably in his 50s. He's taught for years.
Sure.
And he says they have dropped so much in the public school world history classes. He said he and his colleagues are just sick about it because they emphasize, they cover only 20th century, basically, at least here in California. And California and Texas decide the public school textbooks basically for the nation because they order so many. And he said they have just dropped so much about the Reformation and everything else, and they're basically...
Well, I think you're absolutely correct that what they're trying to do is force the schools, the Christian schools, to adopt a curriculum that will not satisfy the... Well, that will satisfy the university system, which means anything that's got a biblical base orientation to it is disqualified. They believe that's a disqualifier here. And that's what they're trying to get across. And this is not subtle, by the way. I mean, if this was, like I said in the program a couple days ago, I mean, if they did this to a Muslim school, can you imagine saying, I'm sorry, you have a Quranic worldview and we're not going to allow the Quran to be taught in that way, so we want to retrain you? They never would put that in writing. They would never do that. Here they think they get a free pass, but you're absolutely correct. Robin, that what they're trying to do is change the nature of the education system in the high schools, the Christian high schools, that's what, and the homeschools. That's what people need to understand. It's not just penalizing the students who have been accepted to their colleges, and I underline the word accepted to their colleges, but it's also trying to get the schools to change their curriculum. That's a very perceptive and a very accurate point. And again, this shows why, folks, we've got to stand up against this. We're filing a brief with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It's called a Friend of the Court brief. We want you to be part of the committee that's filing the brief. You could help change history here. Here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255. Now, let me tell you, folks, it's critical that you get involved in this. So everyone that's listening to me right now, go to your phones at 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Linda is calling from California on line 5. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Linda.
I just want to reaffirm what the lady had said before, but also this is just another attack on our public schools. And in California, the Christians out here are really under attack in all areas, including the same-sex marriage act that will be coming up. And we really do need the nation to stand with California in our battle because it'll affect everybody.
Well, there's no doubt that California is a big battleground area. And look, it's one we're very concerned about. And it's not just the issues of the schools. You're right. It goes beyond that. The situation with the schools has me very concerned because I think it's an ominous sign. And one of the things you look at in the law is where there are trends. And my concern is that the University of California gets away with this without being checked here. What happens is then the University of Nebraska decides they want to do the same thing, and the University of Connecticut decides they want to go the same way, and maybe the University of Florida wants to do the same thing. They want to start circumventing the Christian curriculums so that they can deny these advanced placements. They still have to admit the students because the schools are accredited and these students have done well on their grades. But they're really trying to undercut those curriculums back in the high school level, Jordan. And it's this rethinking that people need to realize what's so dangerous here.
That's right. They want to reprogram these students' minds. They want to retrain them. And they say that. We're not making this up. They say, you're not ready to be a critical thinker. We want to change the way you think and see the world because you don't see it the way we do. You see it as a Bible that is a historical fact. You see it as a Bible that is inerrant. You don't look at that as just a storybook, and that's not going to fly in our classrooms, even though academically you're qualified, even though you got the scores, you got the test scores, you got the GPA, you did the stuff in high school you needed to do. That's not enough. We're going to make you retake classes so that you can think the way we want you to.
Here's what we're going to do. We're standing up for these students. We've got a committee to protect these students. You need to go to your phones right now and add your name to this committee. Absolutely critical. Here's the number. Add your name to this committee. Help us stand up against this threat. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The committee, by the way, is going to file a brief with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Your committee will be part of that. Add your name right now. 1-877-989-2255. You can sign up online, by the way, at aclj.org, and we've got new information posted there as well. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
It's the Logan Show. Hi, this is Logan Sekulow, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real. Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo.
find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. If you're just joining us, big victory for Teen Challenge in federal court here in Nashville, Tennessee. That's where I'm broadcasting out of today. Very excited about that, as you can tell. A very good decision. We're pleased. Now we move on to the Supreme Court brief. We're going to file that on Monday. We've got our teams deployed to Geneva and to New York on this defamation of religion. We've got another project we're working on, and Jordan and I were working on this morning in the Middle East. There's a lot going on at the ACLJ, and including the situation in California. Let's get to as many calls as we can. A lot of you are calling.
George calling from California on line four. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, George.
Hello, Jay. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, my question is, I heard you mention it a couple times before in earlier shows in regard of that, you know, this California universities, you know, they the Muslims and they get something from the Quran, they're afraid to touch it. And I'm just wondering why, you know, they're so afraid of them and, you know, what kind of power do they have that we don't have, you know, in regard to this argument.
It's called political correctness. The fact of the matter is, and I think we have to be realistic about that, these Christian students are being treated differently than anybody else. As we've, you know, Jordan stated this over and over again, they've been admitted to the program. They had the sufficient academic grades and ACT, SAT scores. They had sufficient accredited schools that they went to. It's the way they're thinking is what's causing the problem here. That's where the dispute is. And, Jordan, that's the real problem with all this.
That's right. And the fact is that these students are not being given the credit for the classes they've already completed, the grades they got, the GPAs they got, the test scores they got. The reason why they got accepted into the University of California is because of the way they completed these upper-level classes and the good grades they got and the good GPAs they had and, of course, their good test scores, which reflect their training in high school. All of these things work together. So with the school didn't reject these students. They didn't say, you're not into the school system. And let me tell you, there's thousands of students who did not get in to the University of California school system. It's a competitive, very competitive school system. These students all got in. Every student that applied from Calvary Chapel Christian School in California got in to a University of California school, and they're being told, you've got to retake these classes because you're not a good critical thinker. You were taught that the Bible was fact and history and not that it was just storybooks. You were taught that creation, intelligent design are scientific and that you should study that in science. That's not true. You should only study evolution. This is put down in the words by these professors at the University of California, attacking everything from the biology textbook to the literature textbook to the history textbook. Everything was under attack by these professors. If you want to talk to us about it on the air, folks, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Call right now. John's calling from Ohio on line one. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
Thank you for taking my
sure.
call. I love your show, and I don't support what the school is doing, but I do have this question.
Okay.
If with it being a publicly funded, non-private school, I realize they can set the standards for students to be admitted, and these students were admitted. But can the school not be privileged enough to set the bar higher or set different standards on specific classes once the student is in the school?
They can't. When the school is accredited and you've got a neutral criteria, it's a great question, a neutral criteria, which you do here, the First Amendment issues apply because it is a public university. Private universities can do pretty much whatever they want within reason. But public university, they have to apply by generally applicable neutral rules. Now, a neutral rule says if you've gotten a certain SAT score and an ACT score and your school was accredited and you've been accepted, that should be the end of the discussion. These are courses that other schools similarly situated are getting, but they're not taught from a Christian perspective. So what they've done here is they penalized the Christian perspective in the entry point to the university. And that is a violation of the First Amendment. It violates equal protection. It's similar to what we just had here in the trial in Tennessee. This Teen Challenge was entitled to have their facility in this location, which was out in the country, not around anybody, a beautiful facility they built. The problem was they treated the Christian facility different than they would treat any other kind of rehab or drug reform program. And you just can't do that. The Constitution says no, you're supposed to be neutral on those things. And here they're not. And that's the real problem here. But it was a great question, and we appreciate you calling in, John.
Angela is calling from California as well on line two. Angela, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great.
I just wanted to comment on what the caller before said. He was asking why the Muslims are attacked and why the Christians aren't attacked. And I just feel it's because they're not fighting Satan and we are. That's the bottom line.
Well, there's Christians. A spiritual look. I mean, there's a spiritual dimension to this. I don't deny that for a moment. I think that there's also the spiritual. There's also the political. It's not politically correct to say anything about the Quran or Islam. It is politically incorrect to do that. It's politically correct, though. If you want to go after Christians, it's kind of, you know, it's fair pickings, except now we're standing up and we fight back. And in this California situation, we're going to fight back aggressively. But you bring up an important point. Never for a moment ignore the spiritual dimensions of any of these attacks, fights that we're engaged in. This is part of the overall process. But here's what we have to do in a situation like this. We have got to both pray and act. And the acting here is to mobilize. And what we're doing is we're filing this friend of the court brief. It's going to go to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Looks like it's going to be due in probably towards the end of the year. So we're working on it now. We're putting a committee together. It's a committee to stand with these Christian students. We need all representation from all 50 states. And everyone that's listening to me needs to go to their phones and join this committee and stand with. It's going to send a very powerful message. We saw the victory in Gina DeLucas' case when we stand together. We can see victories here, but we've got to stand up. Here's the number. Add your name to that committee now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
Alan's calling from California on line three. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Alan. I didn't hear the beginning of the program, but one of the concerns I have with this, and I support Calvary Chapel, but the young earth creationism that's taught at Calvary Chapel is so radically different than what's taught in the UC system. The kids don't have to agree with the evolutionary viewpoint, but if they haven't gotten education that makes them competent to understand the material, isn't it reasonable that they have to retake a class?
No, because the part of the colleges, they're not just talking about retaking a class. They don't think they can think critically. And to me, Alan, the problem here is not simply a class, but it's this idea that if you have a biblical worldview, and Jordan's got they put this in writing, they're not hiding this, that if you have a biblical worldview, you're disqualified. And that's the real problem here.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say a couple things here. Someone who's, you know, recently in the college sphere, if it doesn't really matter what you learn in high school, as long as you learn how to study well and you're a good student, because you're going to be retaught most of it when you get to college. You're not starting off at upper levels of evolutionary biology. You're talking about being reintroduced, whatever your major is, to those subjects. I mean, they have intro classes. Those are regular classes. There's a difference between remedial and then introduction classes to science. So there's the point on science. On the other classes, though, Alan, I think this is what's incredible here is they also say that the history is not right, that the literature class wasn't right, all because of the biblical basis. You know why they said the history class wasn't right? Because the book focused too much on the religious background of the historical figures discussed. Now, we all know, folks, when you're interested in these kind of topics, we discuss on the air, politics, government, and law, the religious background of someone is very important. We know it is a big influence on the decisions they make, whether they have one or not, should be part of history. And the fact that this school isn't just throwing out science, Alan, they're throwing out the history, the literature, it shows you this is about worldview. It has nothing to do with these students' education. They all got in to the University of California school system.
Yeah, here's what we're going to do, folks, as we close this broadcast out. I need, as we close this week out, everybody, we need to end on a powerful note here. If you have not yet signed this committee and signed for this brief to the Ninth Circuit, you go to your phones right now. Here's the phone number. Write it down and call the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Realize this. They wouldn't do this to a non-Christian student. Whether it's come from a Muslim school, they're not going to make fun of the Quranic worldview. And they're not going to say you have to be retaught how to think. But they're doing that to these Christian students. And we have to fight back with this brief going to the Ninth Circuit. You need to be part of it. Here's the number. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 to sign your name to this committee. Also, you will be getting updated information. Just go to aclj.org. Check our BeliefNet web dialogue between me and Barry Lynn covering a host of issues. But you go to your phones right now, add your name to this committee, 1-877-989-2255.